Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust, lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 96.
Yes.
And we're talking about boundaries.
Yes. Oh.
Why are we talking about this?
Ikaw, why? Because we haven't talked about it.
And gusto ng pod pals din tong topic na to.
And parang we always would talk about this personally, like between the two of us. But
and tsaka naging ano na siya, no? Parang hot word na siya ngayon, ano? Yung dati wala eh.
Oh,
dati hindi to masyadong matunog yung term na to, yung setting boundaries, di ba?
I think
actually dati offensive nga siya na word eh.
Well, before ang first encounter ko nga ng concept ng boundary yung sa taxi.
Oh, ako nung sa driving school nga eh.
Oh.
Pero ito tanong ko.
Oh.
May Tagalog word ba ang may Tagalog equivalent ba ang boundary?
Oh. Well, according
you look stumped.
According to Google, which
ang dugas.
Bakit ba dugas?
Sabagay. O ano, naman yung feeling ko it's one of those words na not translatable into Tagalog.
According to Google Translate, at hindi ko siya naisip, admittedly, hangganan.
Ay, oo. Tama.
Diba?
May pagsasabi hangganan ng hangganan.
Oo. Well, hangganan kasi parang
root word hanggang.
Oo. Oo, yata. Pero hindi naman siya ending eh, di ba? Hangganan lang. You
limit.
Know that it's a limit. Yes. Oh. Yun. So, ay. Ayun. Oh, so.
How do you define
boundaries? Oh, ikaw muna.
Ako yun
ikaw,
na.
Ikaw yung maano eh. Ma, it's etymologist. Your buzzword.
I'm an etymologist.
But boundary has been your buzzword since the pandemic or since?
Since I had an anxiety disorder.
And since you met with a shrink.
Yeah.
Ayun. So,
actually, wala nga akong alam sa boundaries dati.
Oh.
Actually, I had a problem baliktad dati na
oh.
I was an emotionally naked person.
Okay.
Emotionally naked, meaning yung I'm an open book.
Okay.
Nakakausapin ko na yung hindi ko pa kilala masyado. Within 5 minutes of knowing him or her.
Oh.
Talk to them about really personal stuff, which I'm sure some people found, ano,
found what?
Disturbing or uncomfortable.
Okay.
Wala ko talagang boundaries nun.
Well, iba yung boundaries sa walang filter.
Ganun rin. Medyo ganun. Pareho ako.
Okay. So ano nga ang boundary?
According ako gusto ko nga yung ano, nakatulong yung pag-translate natin sa Tagalog, which is usually ganun naman eh, di ba? Na kung Tagalogin mo, ah, nga ganun pala. Yun. Ayun.
Okay. As bilingual beings. Anyway.
Yes, yun yung swerte sa ating Pilipino. mas malalaking utak natin kaysa sa monolingual
white people. Joke lang.
Anyway.
Anyway. Hanggang ng...
Pagsasabi ng limits mo.
Okay.
Letting other people know kung hanggang saan ka lang.
Okay.
Na if you think about it, in those words, ang ganda, di ba?
Mm.
Sinasabi mo yung limit. Letting someone, whether...
Whoever it is.
Your loved one or a stranger or, well, the general public. Hanggang dito lang ako.
Okay.
It's, na for me, it's an act of humility.
Mm.
And at the same time, it's an act of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sinasabi mo, para ka nagbibigay ng instruction manual sa tao.
Okay.
Na ito yung, ganito yung OS ko, ganito yung makina ko.
Okay.
This is, these are the rules and regulations.
Okay.
These are the boundaries.
Oh.
Yeah. Yun lang, ikaw.
Ako, ano, nanggaling, I've been listening since hindi ako nag-shrink, admittedly. But ever since you told me about the term boundary, and it's all over rin naman. I think the pandemic kind of heightened our awareness about boundaries. Kasi nga,
wala na wala ng boundaries nung pandemic.
Hindi.
Kasi nakatira lahat sa ano eh.
Well, at some
bahay.
Point sa household, nawala ng boundaries. Pero, because of a pandemic, we were forced to express our boundaries na, kunwari, magkikita tayo or papasok tayo sa office.
Ay,
yung pa, hindi ako comfortable ah, kasi natatakot akong magkasakit. Or, hindi ako comfortable kasi umuubo ka eh. Ano mo yan? I mean, expressive na tayo ngayon compared sa dati. So, that got me thinking na maybe boundaries are the things that you say, your limits, that make you feel safe within somewhere.
Oh, medyo malapit naman like, yung ano natin.
It's definition. An expression of how your environment or how a person can make you feel safer. And may napakinggan akong podcast, yung The Gray Area. It's a parang philosophy plus modern day phenomenon. Kumbaga, diba yung philosophy when we say kasi philosophy parang luma, like Plato, Aristotle, whatever, Heidegger, for the Athenians. Parang, ito modern day, kumbaga nagro-ruminate lang on modern day stuff. Sabi dun, sa isang episode nila about boundaries, actually, boundaries are what preserve a relationship. Yun, diba? Kumbaga, pag tama ka, instruction manual, binibigyan kita ng instruction manual sa akin sa hangganan ko.
Ganda, nung ganda talaga ng word na hangganan.
Hopefully, sundin mo siya or irespeto mo siya, di ba? Yun. Yun for me ang...
Pero ito, side ko.
Pero ang pag-uusapan ba natin ay ano? Kasi may mga boundary, like political boundaries. Or,
personal, syempre.
So personal and social, like like the relationships that we form. Okay.
Pero ito question ko, na curious din ako kasi boundaries, very ano nga eh. Very Gen Z.
Really?
And millennials, sige. Millennials and Gen Z. Ito, kung nag-set ka ba ng boundaries, medyo offensive sa mas nakakatanda.
Well, I don't think the older generations are used to
the word boundaries.
Being direct about boundaries. Like, I think mas digestible or mas norm sa older people yung terms and conditions. Or...
Hindi mo mas maririnig yung...
Or contract.
Hindi mo maririnig yung mga older generation, yung mga boss mo or yung na, yep, these are my boundaries. Hindi, no?
More of limit, diba? This is my limit. Or parang,
or privacy, more of privacy. Respect my privacy.
Ganun na siya. Or parang, none of your business.
Nanya.
Yun na yung mga...
Ika nga ng friend natin na si ano?
Si Ramon.
Ramon Bautista.
Hi, Ramon.
No? Hi, Ramon.
Nanya.
Nanya.
That's Nanya. Ananya.
Chronicles of Nanya.
No? Nanya business. Pero yun, in a way, that's how... Pero reactive, hindi siya parang...
Kasi usually
here
kung tanungin
are
mo...
my boundaries.
Tanungin mo yung mga tito, no?
Wala.
Or tito, o sino yung kasama mo sa ano, mall? none of your business.
Ano siya, reactive siya. Parang you have to sort of step on it first before they say...
Parang naisip ko si Sherry Hill.
Ano?
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Parang,
oh,
that's none of your business.
May ganun ba siya?
Hindi. Parang bagay na
something
sinasabi.
Something she would have delivered.
Diba? With her acting ba?
Yeah.
That's none of your business, iho. Diba?
Yeah. Or Celia Rodriguez.
Oh, or Celia Rodriguez. Anyway.
Ayun. So, I think, meron namang concept, pero very reactive or, yun nga, hindi vague. But I think, aware sila sa kanilang mga limits. Pero hindi siya
hindi,
parang
hindi siya
Ten Commandments.
Hindi siya verbalized, diba? As ours.
Hindi siya rule book.
Oh.
Ano lang siya, parang case-to-case basis. Na when it is tested, that's when they kind of react. Na nanya business. Or respect my
Tsaka
privacy.
Hindi nila sinasabi
or
rules.
Or no comment. Oo, ganun. Diba?
On a case-to-case basis.
Yes. Yes. Ayun. So, based sa... Oh, sige, dun tayo sa... Since natutunan mo siya when you went to therapy, ano yung parang tingin mong core ng konsepto ng boundaries?
Well, ako yun na nga. It's an act of self-care talaga eh.
Okay.
It's really an act of self-care. And kaya naman ako may shrink. And kaya ako nagkaroon ng anxiety disorder.
Kasi,
sabi ng shrink ko, because I suck at self-care.
Or,
I suck at setting my boundaries. Or expressing my boundaries.
Isa sidebar ko lang yung self-care. Kakabasa ko na naman ng mga books on like...
Books about what?
Like Rutger Bregman books and Ai Weiwei and like, you know, what books are on my bedside table. May nag-challenge dun sa concept ng self-care na parang yung self-care, ginawang consumerist and commodified idea ng capitalist for us to spend more on ourselves. Versus, you know, when you feel tired or when you are exhausted. Minsan systems problem siya, yung parang, ba't tayo nag-OT? Ba't tayo overworked? Bakit natin,
true,
bakit self-care? Bakit hindi siya community accountability? Or like,
or ba't hindi siya community care?
Oh, or
bakit siya self-care?
Oh, 'di ba? Parang wait lang.
Iniwan na naman sa consumer.
Oh, individual
ang, ano,
na naman. Anyway, that's me being, I don't know,
aktivista.
Hindi. Aware, I guess. Pero 'yun. So sige, pag-usapan natin how do we set boundaries? Kasi I would like pag pinag-usapan natin 'to. Ang insight ko diyan, ikaw nagugulat ka na ganito pala mag-set ng boundaries.
It's new to me. This is very new.
Like, it sounds like a discovery for you. But when you talk to me about it, ako parang...
Normal na yan.
Oo,
oh,
parang ha, normal yun, di ba? Di ba dapat ginagawa mo yun? May ganun akong reactions whenever.
Although, sige, feeling ko, yung self-diagnosis ko rin is because I am an, sabi nga ng psychiatrist ko rin, I am an HSP or an empath. A highly sensitive person.
Okay.
And ang dami ko ngayon binabasa tungkol sa HSP, highly sensitive person phenomenon nga, or yung behaviors.
Oh.
Ang mahirap sa HSP or empath, ang default namin before addressing our needs is ina-address muna namin yung needs ng mga tao sa kwarto bago yung needs namin. Bago namin i-address, ma-address yung needs namin, kailangan na-address na namin yung needs ng karamihan ng tao. Kaya ako nagkasakit.
Okay.
Therefore, wala talaga akong boundaries.
Pero, may narinig din ako dun sa podcast episode ng The Gray Area. They were interviewing this therapist na nag-search siya ng book about boundaries. Sabi niya, yung capability of boundary setting is heavily influenced and formed during childhood.
Ay, medyo totoo yan.
Yun.
Totoo yan.
So, can we reflect
both
on
sa school
your
at,
childhood?
School at home, no?
Okay.
Kung bata, both school and home.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yun na, lumaki ako sa 8. Nung siguro, nung nag-1990,
okay,
I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, nung 80s.
Okay.
When my brain was still, ano, Nickelodeon slime.
Oh.
Malapot pa.
Ano nga? Oh.
Doon na, ano, na form yung, ano, everyone was a moron in the 80s, di ba?
Okay.
Doon na form yung, ano ko. non-boundary brain.
Okay.
Yan.
Oh. Teka, parang ilang years apart lang ba tayo?
5.
Oh, 5 years apart. Pero ako naman, parang todo, parang ever since bata daw ako, as in, masungit ako, like, I don't wanna talk, ganon, or ayaw kita kausap. Huwag mo akong kulitin. May ganon daw ako.
Masungit ka na bata?
As in, masungit ako. Ano, parang, may tita ako, kasi compound kami, tapos may tita akong, alam mo yung lagi niya ako inaasar.
Paano? Paano ka inaasar?
Yung, pag umaga, yung as in, hello, ganyan, yung babatiin niya ako.
Oh, anong asar doon?
Basta naasar nga ako doon. So parang, as in wala, hindi ko sinabi sa parents ko na naasar ako. Like, alam ko lang na naasar ako. And I remember this, na narinig ko yung parents ko nagmumura. Tapos na-realize ko, oh, pag nagmura ka, parang nagba-back away yung person. So sabi ko sa tita ko, ang punyeta, ayoko nga eh. Ganon.
Oh.
At 5. So parang,
anong reaction na?
Syempre napagalitan ako kasi, ba't ka nagmura? Ganon. So, in-explain ko na I don't like what she's doing, ganyan. Mm. And even, like, I had another tita na meron ako nickname na may mommy ko lang yung tumatawag sa akin noon.
Jaja.
Yes. And I hate it. I hate it when other people call me that. Na parang feeling ko exclusive yun for my mom. Like, only my mom can call me that. Do you feel that way ever? Or hindi?
Wow. Yeah. Ay,
so, parang, as in, pagtatawag yung tita ko, parang, hello, Ja. So, parang irita talaga ako. So, as in, siguro it went like mga 3 months. Like, sinasabi ko sa parents ko, pwede niyo ba siya sabihan? Kasi hindi kami close.
Ilan taon ka nun?
Parang mga 10. Parang pwede niyo ba siya sabihan na ayoko pag sinasabi niya na hello, Ja, ganyan. So, sinabihan na daw siya. Tapos parang
tuloy ba?
Ganun pa din. So, sabi ko, as in, nung nasagot ko ulit yung phone niya, hello, Ja, sabi ko, Ninang, I don't like you saying Ja. Please call me si Jay. Yun.
After that, tumigil na.
Oo, tumigil na siya. So, parang, natural na siya sa akin.
Oo, swerte mo nga so, eh.
And siguro kasi hindi ako na, walang consequence. More of, hindi ako pinapunish for saying my boundaries.
For asserting yourself.
Oo, ayun. So, I guess, habit formation nga ng bata. More of, ano, huwag mo na sasabihin yun. Yung sinasabi sa akin versus, like, mali yung sinabi mo. Or sasabi, or hindi, merong very crystal clear yung rules ng parents ko, ng tito ko, na there are things you can say here in the house, pero sasabihin lang, sa labas hindi ka pwedeng ganyan, ha?
Okay.
So, alam kong may mode. Ayun. Anyway, ikaw, ano ba? Since nagkwenta ko ng childhood.
Eh, wala. Yung parents ko, baliktad naman tayo. Gusto nila kami yung bibo.
Oh.
Bibo.
Okay.
Ako may guest yon perform. Perform, ano.
Was there an instance you didn't want to perform?
Yun na nga, hindi ko nga alam eh. Kasi na-program na akong ganun.
Parang disuse.
Oo, disuse. Pero.
Oh, when did you know
pero
hindi
I'm sure,
mo pala
oh.
gusto? Oh. Kaya na-click sa'yo na mayo palang pinapakanta ko ah.
Eh weird, eh wala. Eh, dahil ganun na nga yung ano ko, medyo performer talaga ako, di ba? Kahit sa mga Christmas party sa office, di ba parang.
Oh. Kanta ka, diba, yung oh, Christmas, mabilis kausap.
Diba? Oh, madali akong kausap. Na to the point nga dati, ako na yung nag-perform na hindi ko na uulitin. Ako na gumawa nung year-ender video. Ako pa yung kumanta ng ano.
Why?
Nag-perform pa ako.
Why?
Hilong-hilo na ako nun. Either okay. Ako yung gagawa ng year-ender, ako mag-e-edit or direct ng year-end video.
Oh.
Or magpa-perform ako ng song. Pero, hindi ko nagagawin yung pareho.
Okay.
Ngarag kaya yun.
Oo nga, pero parang...
Pero, going back.
Oh.
Kasi nga, lumaki ako na ganun.
Na ano?
Performer yung mom ko.
Okay.
And yung dad ko obsessed sa public speaking.
Okay.
Hindi siya public speaker, pero ang idol niya yung mga
public speakers.
He considers excellent yun, ganun. Uh-oh. Na-impress siya dun.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, yun yung na-project nila sa inyo.
Uh-oh.
Na for you to be like a top-notch kid, you should be good in public speaking and like,
relating to
perform.
Strangers.
Okay.
Performing.
Super opposite. Strangers.
Opposite talaga. Hindi kasi nakita mo yung mga kapatid ko, ganun din naman eh, di ba?
Oo. Ako super opposite. As in,
kaya natutuwa ako doon sa mga pamangkin namin.
Oo. O si Ma'am po super ano eh.
Super baliktad.
Like he's quiet but he's assertive.
And like, he's shy.
Yes.
Hindi, pero may mga pamangkin rin tayo na super performers.
Yes.
Di ba?
Yeah.
So yun.
Ayun. So, sorry, sidebar. Well, hindi mo sidebar but related also.
Hindi, although, sasabihin ko naman, okay rin yun na yung upbringing ng parents ko. Advantage sa akin na...
Oh, eh kasi nga...
Kasi may confidence ka. Eh. Oh, tsaka yun na ako, may ano, wala akong interpersonal eme. Gets mo? Kumbaga, kaya kong kausapin kahit sino.
Oh.
Yun.
Oh.
Yun yung advantage nun. Tsaka kaya kong ang tumayo sa stage.
So, it's a matter of, since na-push ka na dun, at alam mo na yung boundaries mo, it's about you, it's a matter of like, modulating the experience for you.
Tsaka sinasabi mo naman sa akin, di ba, parang ako, ang dali sa akin na mag-upload ng stuff sa you, sa social media.
Oo.
Na makakapal mo ako.
Oo.
Ayun.
Brave naman. Hindi naman kapal mo ha.
Ayun, brave.
Brave, brave. Ako naman, isang kwento lang, another instance of me being assertive sa boundaries ko. Shoot ng Promil commercial. Tapos, may t-shirt ako. As in, personal shirt ko. Na maganda. As in, parang Anne Klein pa siya na gray na shirt. Pero, as a surplus shop lang naman siya binili. Pero, in my head, parang, no, it's Anne Klein. Ganyan. May ganyan akong kaartehan. So, sabi nung director, parang pwede bang, ano, lagyan ng mga paint yung shirt niya. Sabi ko, no. Bumili na lang po kayo ng ibang kamukha nito. Pwede po ba maghanap kayo ng kamukha nito?
Ilang taong ano yun?
11.
Uy, assertive na yun.
As in, di. As in, nope. Like, hindi, balik na tayo.
Nakaingit
like,
ka naman.
Hindi ako mapapagawa ng bagay na ayaw ko. Like, mapapagawa mo, pero with me being in excruciating pain or like,
hindi, ito na
annoyance.
Ilagay na natin sa, in the context of our home.
Oh.
Tayong dalawa.
Oh.
Ako ba madali akong utusan?
Baliktad though.
Mahirap akong utusan.
So, oh, kaya nga nagtataka.
Kasi parang, nagsiset na ako ng boundaries.
Parang sa akin, hindi nag-a-apply yung madali kang kausap. Like, kunwari maghugas
kasi ka. Kasi malaki na
kunwari ako. Kunwari maghugas ka na ng pinggan. Like, 5 minutes. And it will turn into like 5 hours.
That's setting boundaries.
Okay. Pero that's also me being assertive na, hey, I need you to wash the dishes. This is what I need from you. Oh. As in, actually, nag-work na ngayon yung communicating with you na I am uncomfortable seeing dirty dishes. Please wash it.
Okay.
Versus like task na.
Okay.
As in, mas sinusunod mo ako kapag ganun na yung alam mo na may discomfort sa akin. So, I guess that's it. Ayun, anyway, enough of flick kwentos. So, sige, punta.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tayo sa setting our boundaries. So, ano ba for you? Example ng small tsaka big boundaries.
Ano yung mga small, like madadaling boundaries na iset?
Well, ngayon, feeling ko naman gumagaling na ako.
Oh. Ano nga example?
After 10 years of having general anxiety disorder.
Oh.
Ako yung small boundary that you can set.
Oh.
Yung ano lang, simple na, uy, pwede ka bang, we're inviting you to this party, pwede ka ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, super small boundary, can I get back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, out mo ba? Oh, game. Ganun ako dati. Yung hindi ko ba,
hindi mo pa chine-check yung calendar mo. What the hell?
Senti ako na parang, ay, in-invite niya ako. Sige, bahala na. Oh, ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, uy, salamat. But can I get back to you in 3 days?
Time.
Yun.
Okay.
Ikaw.
Ako yung little practical things na kunwari, Wincy, I don't like it when you... Di ba before parang ayoko yung ginigising mo ko sa umaga.
Mm.
Just to tell me kung saan ka pupunta or whatever.
Mm.
Like, di ba sinasabi ko, ay, please huwag mo ako gisingin kasi ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So simple lang naman siya sa akin. Ayun, mga small boundaries yun, di ba? Ano yung mga big boundaries? I think big boundaries yung medyo kailangan mong shit.
Ako, big boundaries na nga sa akin yung ano eh. Uy, makakapunta ako sa event nyo, pero I have to go by 10 o'clock.
Mm.
Tapos,
big na yun?
Big na yun for me.
Okay.
Nawala na akong elaborate story after. Kasi meron pa akong 6 a.m. na tapos magdadrive pa ako papunta sa ganun. Sa Cavite, kuno.
Why?
Tapos, hindi na ako mag-Instagram stories kasi baka malata na nagsinungaling ako. So, saying na yung time limit mo at an event without, yun, it's a complete sentence. Hanggang 10 o'clock lang ako.
Oh.
And wala nang sorry. Walang sorry hanggang 10 o'clock. Wala nang sorry. Hanggang I'm gonna attend your event pero hanggang 10 o'clock lang ako.
Oh.
Wala nang sorry. Wala nang explanation. That is a complete answer unto itself.
Pero yung other side nun, meron ding ugali yung ibang tao na, kunwari sinabi mo, hanggang 10 o'clock lang ako. May ibang tao na, tignan nga natin kung anong gagawin ni Wincy after 10 o'clock.
Oo nga, kadi
yung parang,
yun ang hindi nagre-respect ng boundaries.
Oh,
yung,
eh bakit pa siya na gano? Bakit pa siya pumantang ano, McDo, ganun? Parang, paki mo.
Ano yung pumunta ng McDo?
Yung parang minomonitor niya yung ginawa mo after the 10 o'clock. Na parang dapat nag-spend ka ng longer dun sa event. Parang,
eh, extroverts.
Why?
Extroverts
why
nga.
Why do you care? This is me using my time.
Oo nga, tsaka pumunta na nga ako eh. Ano ba?
Ano ba, nireserve mo ba yung buong araw ko?
3 hours na nga ako nandyan.
Diba? Parang, wait. So strange. Ayun.
Tsaka ako, babalik ta rin ko ah. Kung may event ako. Let's say a gig or a book launch or whatever, Comic-Con. Mm. Kung pumunta yung friend ko, tapos 10 minutes lang siya.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Thanks.
Thanks, dumaan ka.
Oh.
Nagpa-picture ka. Nag-picture tayo. Okay na. Hi lang nga. Okay na sa akin eh.
Oh, correct.
Ikaw. Ikaw ba?
Ako, unless may agenda tayo na.
Kahit wedding natin. Dumaan yun. 1 hour, 30 minutes. Tapos bye.
Okay
lang.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Pero, ako depende. Kung agreed upon na parang one-on-one siya, tapos magchichikahan tayo, I would appreciate if bigyan mo na lang ako ng time frame para tama yung expectations ko.
Okay.
Diba? Versus, kasi pag kunwari, niyaya kita, gusto mag-coffee, magchikahan tayo, may sarili kang idea ng gaano katagal dapat yung
hindi, kaya nga dapat nga, setting boundaries na nga, bago tayo mag-ano, usually diba, kita tayo 3 p.m. Kita tayo 5 p.m. May start, walang end.
Dapat may end.
Oh, dapat. O sige, kita tayo 3 p.m. Tapos 6 p.m, oksa tayo.
Okay lang, cut off.
Cut off tayo. Cut off ako 6 p.m. Pero feeling ko, it's a 40-year-old thing. Or late 30s.
Baka.
Kasi noong 20s tayo, sige lang, 3 p.m. kita tayo. Tapos minsan naabot yan hanggang 11.
Hindi, kahit naman kunwari, okay. May times din naman na parang sinabi natin, cut off tayo 11.
Oh, tapos
pag super
naging,
enjoy parang.
Enjoy. Oh, sige. 1 p.m.
Oo, ganun.
1 a.m.
Oh, di ba? Like,
kung kaya pa natin yung 1 a.m. Ako hindi ko na kaya yung 1 a.m.
Ayun, yung mga big and small. So, I guess what we are pointing out is the importance of communication.
And starts and ends. You know, limits.
Oh,
start,
oh.
Boundaries.
Terms nga. Terms and condition. Di ba?
Doesn't have to be so formal rin naman. Kadiri naman yung
Oh, sige.
Oy, write it down on paper. 3 PM magkikita sa Starbucks. Cut off ko 6 PM. Sign it. Kadiri din yun.
Although ako kunwari na late ako 30 minutes. So sabihin ko, sige, okay ba sa extend tayo 30 minutes? Kasi na-late ako eh. Ganon. Hmm. Pero pag sinabi nung friend ko na, hindi eh, na-late ka eh. Kailangan ko umalis by 5.
Okay lang.
Sure. Sorry, na-late ako. Ganon. I don't know though if we sound so rigid to other people.
We could. Or madamot sa oras, no?
Oo. Oo. Ano ba yan? Busy. Ganon.
May mga ganyang tao.
Diba?
May mga ganyang tao.
Busy mo naman. Tapos, titignan, ba't nasa bahay ka na? Bakit ba? Gusto kong umuwi.
Totoo. 3 hours na nga eh, no? Nito, wala naman tayong event na pinupuntahan na 1 hour lang tayo nandun.
Hindi, meron
dahil sa traffic,
ganun.
Dahil sa gas.
Sa bagay, oo.
Ano na, 2.5 hours, yun yung pinaka-minimum. Dito to lang.
Alam ko.
Sa mahal ng gas ngayon, sa hirap ng parking, sa hirap ng transportation. Wala nang event na 1 hour lang tayo nagsistay.
So yung boundaries, pero parang napaka practical tsaka logistical ng mga pinag-usapan nating boundaries. How about the more uncomfortable boundaries? Like, kunwari, may certain topics ka na ayaw mo.
Or yung hinahawakan ka na physically.
Oo. How do you, paano mo i-communicate yun?
Ako pwedeng matter of factly.
Paano?
Sorry, I don't. Yun na nga. Ako palaging may sorry pa eh, no? Sabihin mo yung first name.
Kunwari ako, kausap mo ako.
I don't like being touched in that part of my body. Yun.
Okay.
Ganun lang.
Okay. Ako though, tinatry, since we're talking about communication,
like,
parang, I guess iba pag babae.
Ako pareho lang.
Ako kasi parang nagiging aloof. Yung ayoko naman going awkward yung situation.
Actually, yung physical tricky talaga eh.
Oo.
Kasi may mga tao rin naman na wala naman talaga silang masamang intention eh.
Wala,
yung
wala.
Touchy lang talaga sila. Like, I had bosses before na yung maakbay.
Touchy,
Na mabait talaga.
Oo.
Pero, boundaries nga. Pwede mo sabihin, ay sir, ma'am, I'm not comfortable with being touched.
Pero privately. Ako privately.
Oo, wag mo papahilain. Lalo na kung mabait naman talaga.
Tsaka kunwari, crowd or meeting, tapos tinatch ka niya. Hindi naman right then na parang, ay, wag niyo, please don't touch me. Hindi, after, like, ay, ma'am,
tsaka,
ako lang.
Ayoko rin yung nagsumbong pa sa HR. Hindi, kung matindi na talaga.
I think kapag,
kung matindi, kung nanghihipo yun, pero kung yung, touch na ganun lang, sabihin mo na diretso sa kanya.
Although, kasumbong-sumbong siya kapag one, sinabihan mo siya personally. Na kunwari, Wincy, like...
HR na yun.
Kunwari, Wincy, I'm uncomfortable when you touch my back. Tapos sinabi niya, ito naman, joke lang yun. Or parang, ito naman, hindi naman yun. Yung pag ginaslight ka niya, tingin ko, sinabi mo nang uncomfortable kay, tapos binara niya pa eh. Yun for me, worth yun. Either isumbong mo sa HR or isumbong mo sa boss mo. Diba? Parang, kasi, I think the proper response there I didn't know, uncomfortable ka, I won't do it again. I'll be more mindful. Or kung tingin mo hindi mo mamamalayan, sabi mo, pag inulit ko, please call me out again. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, paano kung parang, kung setting kasi sa work, parang madaling inavigate.
Family ang pinakamahirap.
Family or loved ones or friends, di ba?
Or lalo na feeling ko nga asawa eh.
Oo,
or sige. Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oo, diba?
Mas mahirap pa sa family.
Yes. Kasi may certain expectations.
Tsaka physically intimate na kasi kayo eh.
Oo.
Diba?
Paano pag emotional or like...
Hindi kasi wait ah. Hindi porket physically intimate na kayo.
Walang boundary na. Ay parang all
tsaka
out.
Tsaka pwede
na.
Pa rin sexual abuse. May sexual
oo,
abuse
naman.
Pa rin na pwede
oo,
mangyari
naman.
Kahit mag-jowa kayo or mag-asawa kayo.
Oo.
Diba?
Yes.
Kung sirami nung girl or nung guy, no. Boundary na yun, diba?
Or I'm not comfortable.
Kahit magkasal na kayo.
Oo.
Diba?
Oo. Pero, I guess physical pa din siya yung madali. I wanna talk more about like yung emotional or psychological.
Well, ako
ito
boundary kasi. Aside from the body. Mm. Yung katawan natin.
Mm.
Pwede rin yung belongings.
Mm.
Yung property natin.
Yes.
Yung family member na nanghihiram ng damit, di ba?
Yes.
Ng sapatos.
Ako, natutunan ko yun na...
Or sa kamag-anak, di ba? Nanghiram ng kotse.
Pero yung ganun, madali pa din eh. Kasi, hindi man madali. Di, pero ito, imaginable kung paano mo siya
nanghihiram ng kotse.
Oh.
Ako yung boundary ko dyan.
Pagasan mo, linisin
mo.
Oo.
Di ba? Ibalik mo na ano, the way you borrowed it.
Yes, diba? Yes. Hindi yung parang pagbalik mo nun sa kotse.
Empty na.
Empty. Tapos, I mean, sige, kung empty mo siya binalik, at least pay in cash. Ito yung panggas, sorry, hindi ko napagasan. Uh-oh. Pwede naman. Papatawarin naman kita dun.
Or paghiram ng ano pa, ito, panghiram ng ano? Kasambahay or ng driver.
Okay.
Boundaries din yun.
Siyempre. I mean, tao sila, pero...
Oo.
Hindi, hindi nga siya but eh. Dapat consider, extra consideration yun ng mga tao to. Yung hinihiram mo yung service. Diba?
Pero ito rin, ako gusto ko i-relate din.
Ano muna yung kwento sa kasambahay at sa driver? Ano?
Bapakainin mo.
Oo.
Kung ano?
Kung
nasa mall. Kung nasa mall. Bigyan mo ng allowance. Pangkain. Pamparking.
Or ako, tatanungin ko kung kunwari, ano, nang hiram ako sa mami ko ng help or ng driver, tatanungin ko yung mami ko. Mami, paano yung terms with your driver? Bibigyan ko lang ba siya ng cash? Bibilan ko ba siyang food?
Pagkain, oo.
Dapat ifo-follow mo kung ano yung rules nung hiniraman mo.
Tama, tama.
Diba?
May pre-prod kayo nung...
Oo.
Whoever yung amo nung kasambahay or driver.
Or, kasi pwede ka niya sabihin, oh, wag ka masyadong ano, maingay kasi nagkikwento yan. Yung ganun. Yun. Anyway, sorry to cut you off. Eh, pero paano pag ano na, emotional na? Kunwari, meron kang friend na ayaw niya yung work niya or ayaw niya yung current relationship niya. Tapos everyday nagra-rant siya sa'yo.
Ay, pucha.
Tapos sobra ka nang parang, oh my God.
Purgang-purga ka na.
Oh, I don't wanna hear this anymore. Oh, ano? Paano?
Usually kasi kung ano,
friend mo yun,
ha? Tayo mag-set ng boundaries, usually the busy card eh, no? The busy body card yan eh.
Ano?
Ay, sorry, may meeting pa ako or ano.
Ano?
Hindi ako, yun na nga, kailangan ko matutunan yun yung sorry.
Oh,
ako
na.
Sorry.
Bakit ka nagsisorry?
Yun na nga, sorry palagi yung pasintabi eh, no?
Oh.
Kailangan ko nang matanggal yung
yes.
Habit na yan, sorry.
Oh.
I will listen to you, yung tinuro ng psychologist ko.
Ano?
Set time limits.
Okay. Time pa din.
Time pa rin. Oo. Kasi yun naman binibigay mo dun sa friend
tsaka
mo.
Tsaka objective siya.
Oo.
Sabi
mo, sige, papakinggan ko. I have, yun na. Hello, can I talk to you? Sabi niya, sabihin mo na kaagad, yes, I have 10 minutes. Hindi mo sinabing no, ah. Or sabi mo, I have 5 minutes. Yes, I'm here to hear you. Pero I have something to do after.
Okay. Hindi ba yung dismissive?
Hindi.
Okay. Question yun na.
Or
question.
Yung sirang isang technique, sabi nung ano ko, I can't talk right now. Pero ipunin mo, in 5 days, tatawagan kita. Ayun, nagbigay
pwede.
Ka rin ng schedule.
It's your own time pa.
Oo. Time talaga eh. Yung boundary is time-based talaga.
Mas effective siya actually. Well, ako parang...
Hindi, pwede rin place-based.
Ano?
Kunwari, may bisita ka. Ay, you can go here, pero you cannot go to our bedroom.
Hindi, pero paano nga? Hindi, gets ko yun.
Or please, tanggalin mo yung sapatos mo kung nandito ka.
Oo.
Hindi, di ba?
Oo. Oh.
Place-based din. Or hindi mo pwedeng gamitin yung banyo na yan.
Yes. Anyway, so ano yung tingin mong misconception about setting boundaries and communicating or being assertive about your boundaries?
Misconception?
Oh.
Well, ako number one, that it's rude.
Yes.
That it's antisocial.
Yung mas dun ako sa... What is antisocial? The hell?
Antisocial behavior.
Ano yun?
Wala. Ano ka? Hindi ka ano? Hindi ka...
Obedient?
Oh, to the rules of the norm.
Okay.
Hindi siya normative behavior.
Oh,
eh,
okay.
Pinoy din kasi, honestly.
Eh, wala kang pakikisama.
Oh, yun. Naku, yan na naman tayo. The word I hate the most. Pakikisama. Ang Pilipino kasi, hindi naman big on boundaries eh.
Oo oh, naman.
Maski yung tinama lang yung bahay ng Pilipino eh, di ba? May nakabrief, di ba?
Okay. Kasi yung bahay
na… Yung tatay nakabrief.
Eh, di naman afford ng lahat ng Pilipino yung 3-bedroom.
Hindi, pero totoo naman. Tsaka isa pa, pang mayaman yung boundaries.
Uy, hindi naman.
Oh.
Hindi. I would beg
it's a, to. It's a pang mayaman concept.
Kasi boundaries. Nga may space and time.
May space and time.
Oh.
At may belongings. Kung maralita ka.
Hindi, pero pwede pa
manghihiraman talaga kayo ng damit.
Hindi, edi i-define niya lang yung terms. Magpaalam ka pag nanghihiram ka. Pag hiniram mo yung sapatos ko, linisin mo. Pwede naman eh.
O, ano na yun? Mataas na klaseng ng ano na yun, ng maralita.
Or pag nasira mo, palitan mo.
Mataas na kalidad na ng maralita.
Totoo
yun.
Ba yun?
Oo.
Hindi, pero yun nga, I cannot blame them solely. I think it's a product of the system. It's a product of their limitation. Yun nga, limitation sa space. Hindi naman nila ako
iba na rin.
Mansion.
Iba na rin yung ano nun. Iba na rin yung utak ng kung survival mode ka.
Oo.
Hindi mo na priority yung boundaries.
And in a way, communal yung mga bagay. Communal yung mga buhay nyo. Communal
exactly.
Yung,
communal lahat.
Oh. I mean, we have to understand that.
Diba?
And pero kung
yung iba nga wala nang bedroom eh. Sa natutulog sila dun sa sa quote-unquote sala or sa dining room.
Pero I guess yun din yung dapat nating i-going sensitive tayo. Like, I think yung whole conversation about boundary, medyo privileged din siya in a way. Na parang, oh nga naman,
mayaman siya.
How can you shut your room when you don't have your own room? Or how can you leave yung ka-conflict mo kung nasa masikip ka yung bahay?
Tsaka ito ah, most ano, may nabasa ako, most from class C and D. Ano, they're not, ano na, hindi na sila comfortable sila with nudity in the house.
Basta agreed, basta hindi in-abused, basta hindi.
Oo nga, okay. Pero normal na makita nila nakahubad yung kapatid nila. Kasi sa lack of space.
Yung nagbibihis-bihis, ganun. Oh. Pero yun nga, again, flexible or cultural naman yung boundaries eh.
I guess, wouldn't say cultural.
Cultural siya like within the house. Ano culture nyo? Eh kung culture
cultural,
yung...
cultural, oh.
Culture nyo nga yung nagpapalit kayo ng damit sa isa't isa. Ay sa harap ng isa't isa. Eh di ganun eh. Pero I think helpful talaga yung training ng parents ko sa akin na may certain... Yung mga ginagawa natin dito sa bahay, not necessarily applicable siya sa labas. So, oh, maging man. Sensitive ka dun sa ginagawa ng ibang tao. Laging ganun. So, I guess, ano, it's a helpful tip for...
That's a good lesson.
Yun. Oh, ako, ang isang misconception, ito na. Ito na yung parang, ano ba, hot take. Hot take ko. I think connected yung boundaries sa assertiveness at saka sa expressing your needs and expressing what what will make you feel comfortable, what makes you feel uncomfortable. I think yung biggest misconception related to this is that love is equal to mind reading.
Go on, sige
na. Yung parang, di ba love mo ko, dapat alam mo kung ano yung kailangan ko. The hell? Paano yun? Or, di ba love mo ko, dapat naiintindihan mo kahit hindi ko sinasabi sa'yo. Paano? Diba? Parang yung grunts mo ba? Yung pag-turn mo, yung sighs mo, dapat naiintindihan ko na ano, uncomfortable ka na.
Kailangan i-verbalize.
Oo. Parang wag nating i-lump sa love or intimacy or closeness yung alignment sa boundary. Kasi kahit naman, kunwari ikaw, tsaka ako, there are certain things na magkaiba tayo ng boundaries. Diba?
Hmm.
So, for me, sobrang nakakaloka yung kinds of people na porke feeling nila ito na yung the one or ito na yung soulmate, I don't need to tell them what I need. Actually, the more you should tell them what you need.
Actually.
And how they can fulfill it, or how, or the more you should listen to what they need,
or diba? The more you should set your boundaries.
Oo, kasi yun nga, again.
Ito na lang ang tao sa mundo na makakaintindi ng boundaries mo.
Ito na lang yung tolerate sa'yo.
Oo. Siya yung nakakapagtiis sa'yo eh, di ba? Hindi mo pa sasabihin.
Oo, di ba? So, it's so strange for me na love is equal to mind reading. Like, whoever invented that. Ayun. Okay, so I guess, yun, misconception. So now, ito na, tips. Yes, tips, experts.
Oy, pero i-remind mo, hindi tayo psychiatrist.
Ah, hindi. Ano to? Parang based on experience and based on pag-uusap natin with your shrink. Parang ganun. So, hindi kami expert.
At kung kailangan nyo pumunta sa shrink, ang Telebabad Tapes podcast ay hindi legit na ano
ah. Hindi substitute. Ano lang kami? Ano ba tawag dun? Yung
supplementary. Supplementary. Hindi pa nga eh, no? Entertainment.
Friends so, lang, ganyan.
Friends lang. Kainuman lang.
Oo, no? Ganun.
Hindi kami.
Telebabad nga. Ayun.
Katelebabad lang.
Hindi to teleconsult. Ayun, anyway. So, ano yung tips mo how to set your boundaries, especially when you are conflict averse?
Yun ang maganda, setting boundaries when
for the conflict hours.
When you're a people pleaser.
Hindi kasi, ang weird kapag,
hindi,
ano
maganda
eh.
Yan. Maganda nga yung context eh.
Kaya, pero kasi, kung hindi ka naman conflict averse, eh di ba't mo pa kailangan ng tips?
Totoo. Oh. Eh ako, conflict averse ako na.
Oh, go. Your first
okay,
tip.
Okay, game. Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals. My first tip. Tip number one. To begin with, avoid toxic people already.
Grabe.
You don't need to set boundaries kung wala kang relation talaga at all with toxic people.
Can I object?
Oh.
How would you know if they're toxic?
Yun na, kasi ang non-confrontational people, ang empaths, magaling na magbasa ng kwa.
Hindi ba judgmental lang?
Hindi.
Judgment. Hindi, oh, see, how do you know you're being sensitive and empathic versus you being judgmental?
Well, kasama na yun dun. Pero, ano, magaling mag... Ako, bilang a highly sensitive person, bago ka kilalanin yung tao, tinitingnan ko muna paano siya nakikipag-relate sa ibang tao eh.
Okay. Observation.
So, meron na akong case study. Building case studies in my head na.
Eh, paano?
Parang, bastos pala siya dun sa waiter. Ganun pala siya sumagot. Okay.
Paano pag hindi mo pwedeng iwasan?
Pwede mong iwasan pa rin yun.
Sige, paano?
Talk to him or her.
Oh.
In a transactional mode.
Yung
time.
Mga parang small talk talaga.
Hindi small, wala nang small talk.
Ano?
Utos talaga. What paano? Do you need from me? Yes? No? Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Got cold.
Yeah.
So cold. Okay. Pero tama,
kasi sa totoo lang, nagsiset ka na ng boundaries nun.
Oo.
Wala kang malalaman tungkol sa akin, personal information.
Hindi ka na niya hindi na niya mapupush yung
boundaries. Or kunwari, oy, Wincy, how was your weekend? Okay, nothing much. Yun, ganun lang.
Although, may experience ako.
Oh.
I think kinikwento ko to sa inyo ng friend mong si Carl Joe.
Oh, hi Carl Joe.
Hi Carl Joe. Like, there's this person na acquaintance or like we see in parties.
Na, gigs.
Oh, gigs. Na sobrang haba niya mag...
Kwento.
Mag paragraphs siya mag-message. And yung mga messages ko mga thumbs up. Okay. Take care. Ganun lang.
Actually, yung thumbs up. ano,
dapat
thumbs up.
Dapat gets na eh.
Sobrang boundary setting yung thumbs
up. Hindi naman. Alam mo, mag...
I call it the thumb zone eh.
Hindi, no, 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 no.
You've been thumb zone.
Let me correct you. Alam mo, pag narinig to ng mga office mates kong bata, magdadamdam yun. Huwag mo yun i-stigmatize.
Kaya sa akin lang. Kasi I call it kapag, the thumb zone.
No, 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 no.
Kasi kung nakikita mo ako sa chat...
Pag ikaw.
Yes. Oh. You've been thumb zone.
Okay. Hindi, pero kasi, effective din yun sa amin. When we okay work, baka magdamdam yung mga tao naman na parang sabihin, CJ, tinumb zone mo ko. Okay nga, approved kasi. Di ba? So, I guess sa context din, kapag parang ano, pag nag-pour ka ng mahabang story, tapos o reklamo, tapos tinump zone ka. Parang,
Hindi, aside from the thumb zone, meron rin ako ganda zone.
Ano yun?
You've been ganda zone.
What's that?
Wala, puro...
Heart.
Ganda. Ganda naman, ganda.
Okay naman, ganda. O yung hindi, minsan din, ganun din ako mag-reply ganda. Sa work. Ganda. Ganda ibig sabihin nun, okay na yan, submit mo na. Ikaw hindi, naman pero, eh, binabaril mo naman yung mga, ano ko, communication techniques ko eh.
Kanya,
pero anyway. Hindi, yung context mo naman ay ano, social, di ba? Hindi work. Ayun.
Ganda means magandang ginawa mo pero I wanna keep this professional. Get out of my life. Stay away from me.
Or parang, do I need to expound? Sinabi ko na nga maganda.
Oo nga, nakakuha ka na nga ng maganda sa akin. I'm not here to be your friend.
Hindi naman. Pwede din namang efficient lang.
Hindi, kasi kung gusto ko siya maging friend, ganda. Mahaba pa.
Ah, ako hindi. Baliktad. Pwede ko sabihin ganda at that moment. Tapos kapag tapos na yung work, eh di magchikahan na tayo. Anyway, it's becoming work. Anyway, ayun.
Oh, what's yours?
Okay, my first tip. When we set boundaries, let's talk about our terms, not what we want other people to do. Kunwari.
Use I statements, not you statements. Ang seminar eh, no?
Wedding seminar.
Wedding seminar. I statements versus you.
Wedding.
Please attend my wedding. I'm a marriage counselor.
Oh, no. Anyway. Inate, kunwari, ano na lang. Ayoko, ako, personally, ayoko yung tinatawagan ako agad. I prefer na magte-text. Huwag mo nang sabihin, ako, parang hindi ko sasabihin na, hello, please don't call me. I prefer that you text me. Ako hindi. When you call me, I'm not gonna answer it. Until you text me why. Yun. Oh my God, tumatawa pa rin si Wincy. Ano? Hindi ko to ikakat. Ano? What? Ayun. So, isang example nung it's not about what I want them to do, but more of what I will do or how I will respond when they cross my boundary. So, for example, if you like calling people, ako kasi uncomfortable ako, yung mga biglang tawag, yung walang pasabi.
I just called to say I love you.
As in, for me kasi, ang allowed lang yung boundary ko ay ang nakaka-cross lang nun nung no text before calling ay ikaw and parents ko. Kasi it means it's urgent. Diba?
Or friends mo.
Hindi. Or parang yun nga, if you call me without texting me, yung mind ko, ano agad? Urgent.
Pero ito, naasar ka ba dun?
Emergency.
Yung exactly the Stevie Wonder song yung I just called to say I love you.
Yeah.
Asar ka
rin. It's annoying. Okay. Yun. So, kunwari, dati nun yung daddy ko, ang hiling niya tumawag randomly. Na-realize ko, imbis na sabihin mong pwede huwag ka tumawag, mag-text ka muna. Ang sabihin mo, kapag tumawag ka, hindi ko sasagutin. Kasi prefer ko na mag-text ka. Yun. Talk about your response. Ba't ka tumatawa?
Natawa ka dun. Ang 80s nung ano, ang parang pang-rene-requestas yun.
Yung ano?
Yung reference.
Andun pa rin tayo sa reference. Ayun, so ganun. So, kunwari, ano, kapag tinanong mo ako about having a child, hindi ako sasagot. Yun, ganun. Diba? Ikaw na lang, yun na lang gagawin mo. Yun lang yung makokontrol mo eh. Kasi parang ang weird kapag sinabi mo na, pwede wag natin to pag-usapan. Alam mo yun. I think kasi kapag ikaw yung nagsasabi nung ano yung response mo versus ito yung wag gawin ng ibang tao, parang hindi ka dismissive. Mm. Diba? Kasi, yun nga, ito lang yung gagawin ko. Ito yung makukuha mo from me. Ayun. Your tip.
Second tip ko, don't be too available. Don't be too quick to reply.
Yan
ang mga sakit yun. Ng mga HSP na katulad.
Ang bilis nga mag-reply.
Kahit sa super close mo na tao.
Oo.
Count 5 seconds. Tapos, ayun, doon ka sumagot. Or ano nga, count 1 minute na.
Mm.
Kasi, the amount of time you reply is very telling of how much available you are. Di ba? Ayun, daling kausap nito. Bilis mag-reply. Ha?
Oo.
Kaya nga sa dating, di ba? Tama yun eh. Tinatime mo dapat yung reply mo. Yung parang, hey, are you, hey. Kunwari, uy.
Kumain ka na ba?
Hindi. Ano? Dating pa lang eh.
Oo, oh, eh yun.
Uy, pwede ka bang manood ng sine with me on Friday? Huwag yung yes. Kagad. Of course. What time? Huwag yung ganun. Di ba? Konting pakipot. Count to 5. Tapos, make it 1 minute. Tapos, make it an hour. Doon ka sumagot.
Yeah.
Never be too available. Kaya ka maabuso.
Mm-mm.
If you're too available a person, doon ka maabuso.
Okay.
Yan. Ikaw. What's next?
I wanna react to your tip. Iniisip ko kasi, parang ako, baliktad din. Like, I reply literally on my own time.
Pwera lang ko emergency, di ba?
Oh, pero inconsistent ako eh. My times na mabilis ako mag-reply, it means I am available. Pwede din ganun eh. Pero my times na hours or days ako makaka-reply. I think, ano din yun, parang pattern din yun nung it's an interpretation or a version of your 5-second count. Ako, hindi ako always available. Pero may times na parang mabilis ako mag-reply. Ganun. Okay, so, on to my second tip. Ako ito, keep it simple, clear, tsaka maikli. Nabanggit mo na to kanina, yung pag sinabi mong hanggang 10 lang ako, huwag ka na mag-elaborate plan na, kasi gigising ako maaga bukas, kasi may presentation pa ako
naku,
bukas.
Sakit ko yan.
Lord, why?
Sakit ko yan.
Diba, sabihin mo lang, hanggang 10 lang ako.
Hindi ako, hanggang 10 lang ako is a complete sentence unto itself.
Oh, hindi mo, you don't owe them an explanation, diba? Or for example, hindi ka pwede. Or may tao kang ayaw dun sa party. Anong sasabihin mo?
Eto, hindi na nga sorry eh. Thank you for inviting me. I can't.
Oh, ganun lang.
Tapos, no explanation.
Huwag mo nang, kasi kapag nag-explain ka pa, like mag-chismis pa yung ibang tao na, oh, baka ayaw niya sa akin.
Tsaka isa na rin, huwag na yung next time.
Uh-uh.
Ay, kaya ano to? Thanks for inviting me. I'll come next time.
Huwag na.
Huwag na.
Thanks for inviting.
Thanks for thinking of me. I appreciate it. Hindi rin sorry ah. Sorry I couldn't come. Hindi. Thank you.
Hindi, pwede namang sorry kung sorry ka talaga.
Ah, sabagay. Diba? Pero mas maganda nga thank you eh.
Oh, thank you.
Instead of sorry, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for thinking of me. But I'm afraid I cannot go.
Ganun. Diba? Simple lang. Huwag ka nang yung parang sorry di ako makakapunta kasi blah, 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 blah. Parang, okay na yan. I mean, on the other side, like kung ikaw yung receiving end, it's kind of funny also if you ask why. Di ba na parang, bakit di ka pwede?
Weird yun.
Why? Di ba? So, I mean, you can ask why. Pero option din ng person sabihin sa'yo kung bakit. Pero pag sinabi niyang, wala, hindi ako pwede, makontento ka na doon.
Oo.
Diba? Makontento ka na doon. Oh, ikaw, ano yung last mo?
Know this for a fact, no reply means no.
Eh, grabe ka, paano nga kung late nga mag-reply?
Hindi, kaya nga no reply.
Define no reply.
Kailangan ito, gawin na natin common sense to.
Oh.
Hindi sumagot ng email, hindi sumagot ng text.
Oh.
That means no.
Hindi, ano yung time frame? Kasi what if late lang yung reply?
1 week.
1 week. Di ba parang 1 week? Parang
one week lang. No reply means no.
Oo. Oo. Tama naman. Tama naman. Or kung talagang meant siya mag-reply, kahit pa 2 weeks yan, sasabihin niya, sorry, late reply.
Ako 1 week. Kailangan, wag ka nang umasa.
Or mag-follow up ka.
Pwede rin. Pwede rin.
Ayan, speaking of ikaw, no reply. Yung next tip ko naman, say it ASAP. If you feel your boundary was crossed or if you feel uncomfortable,
ay, tama. Totoo yan.
Sabihin mo agad. Versus yung naiipon na parang
1 week.
Nag-pile up na. Hindi, nag-collect ka na ng mga offenses
nga,
niya.
Nagsabi ka sa kanya 1 week, 1 month after.
Oo, parang
tama.
May chance pa yun. Pwedeng, pag di niya maalala, mafe-feel mo pag gaslighted ka.
Pero wait, di ba meron yung iba yung parang sige, first strike yan. First strike na to. Hindi muna ako magsasalita.
Oo, oh, oo.
Tapos second strike. Hindi pa rin ako magsasalita. Third strike, doon ako magsasalita. Okay lang rin yun.
Pero kapag kinausap mo siya, ako ah, personally.
Hindi na siya magsasecond
hindi,
strike.
Hindi, kapag kinausap ko siya, sasabihin ko, ito yung strike 1 mo, 2 and 3. Hinintay kong 3 kasi...
Baka naman nang accidente lang.
Tintindihin, ganyan. Ganon. Pero sasabihin ko na, ito yung first strike.
Tama kasi kung 3 times ginawa, that means normal na sa kanya yun.
Oo. Isa pa nga yan sa isang napakinggan ko dun sa podcast sa gray area na, you know, boundaries, as much as mahirap siyang i-express for us, mahirap din siya gawin dun sa other person.
Totoo yun. Masakit magbigay ng boundaries.
Oo, masakit. Tsaka masakit bigyan ng boundaries. Diba?
Ako hindi naman. Ako hindi. I like being given boundaries.
Don't eat my chips?
Oo. Oh. Bibila ko ng sarili yung chips.
Hindi, pero, I mean, yun nga, katulad nung, kumbaga yung mga, yung taong hindi niya namamalayan na yun pala. For, yun na lang isang example mo kanina, na maakbay siya. For this person, affection yun. Sa'yo hindi pala.
Ay, tama. Totoo.
Masakit yun for him, tama, tama. For him or her also, di ba? Parang wait lang, love language ko yung touch. Tapos, para sa'yo, hindi
tama,
ka safe.
Tama. Two-way street palagi eh.
Oo. In a week, kaya kailangan mong paintindi talaga kung bakit ka uncomfortable. Kasi nga, for other people, norm siya. Pero wag mo na rin sabihin na, bakit norm yan sa'yo?
Wag
parang, yun. Anyway, since napag-uusapan na natin yung other side, what if you're on the other side naman? Ikaw yung kinakausap at sa'yo nagsiset ng boundary. Ano yung... Ito na lang, tig-isa tayo. Ano yung tip mo kapag ikaw yung on the receiving end?
Ako, don't be offended.
Eh, paano pag na-hurt ka?
Kaya, hahanapan mo. Hahanapan mo ng truth.
Iba yung naman, situation. Iba yung ma-offend at saka ma-hurt.
Oo.
Okay.
Kumbaga, always know na yung boundary setting, it's for the good.
Nagpa-preserve nga ng relationship. Nope.
And makaganda yun sa relationship mo.
Oo.
Nyo.
Ako yung sa akin, super, ano siya, taken for granted, I think, na skill.
Oh.
And even older people do have a hard time doing this. Listen. As in, like, listen not to defend yourself. Listen not to reply or to problem solve. But pakinggan mo ko na talaga yung nagsasabi yung tao sa'yo ng needs eh. Nag-assert siya eh. Kunwari, wag mo kong pilitin. Ayoko siya gawin. Igagaslight mo pa ba na hindi, dapat gawin natin yan. Eh, sinabi na nga sa'yo, di ba? Like, listen actively and pakinggan mo bakit ayaw niya yun gawin, di ba? Ayun, yun yung tip ko, listen. Sabi nga ni Beyonce. Ayun, so, in conclusion, ano yung last words, realization mo sa ano?
Ako, I think this episode has been helpful kasi, yun nga, kailangan ng boundaries.
Mm.
Importante siya. And boundaries preserve relationships. They do not destroy them.
Oh.
And also, it's about self-care. Naniniwala. Yun lang. The long and short of it.
Ako, may ihabo lang ako sa conclusion na parang we have been talking about boundary setting. Pero tingin ko, yung other side, which medyo generational observation siya, like between millennials and Gen Z, I realize tayong mga millennial, sa atin nga nag-umpisa yung boundary setting kasi tayo yung nagsistruggle sa boundary setting. Di ba? We didn't have the words for it. So, we tend to be open about things. Na yung reaction naman ng next generation was to be very direct, blunt, almost prescriptive of their boundaries. Or when it's crossed, di ka nakakausapin or dismissed ka na or forgotten ka na. I think yung opposite side naman, yung boundaries, for me, yung realization ko dyan, negotiable siya at nag-evolve siya as we maintain the relationship. Na, minsan kailangan mo mag-compromise. Diba? Na you meet halfway, na mag-negotiate ka na, kunwari, dito ako comfortable. Pwede ba natin konting i-push? Pwede bang ganito? And I think important din yung openness. And sabi mo self-care kanina. Ako ano rin, self-evaluation. Na maybe sometimes we have to be sensitive to ourselves. Na okay, ito yung boundary ko ngayon. Mapupush ko ba? How do I stretch myself? Like, maintindihan ko pa ba ng konti yung ibang person? Kasi, sorry, as in, nag-worry ako na by setting boundaries too strictly, nagiging closed off tayo. Hindi ka magiging empathetic.
Tama.
Hindi ka maka-empathize. Yung parang ano na lang, estrangement
hanggang
na lang.
Hanggang dito na lang ako.
Oo, hanggang dito na lang ako. And sometimes we have to, you know, be open. And
pero yung boundaries naman nagbabago, feeling ko.
Kaya nga, nagbabago siya eh, as you go, di ba? And kunwari, tayong dalawa, nag-evolve naman yung preferences natin, yung values natin, yung what we can tolerate, what we can accept, what we cannot, di ba? And I guess for someone who's, magbubuhat ako sa sarili kong bangko, but for someone na nasa creative field, or I consider myself creative, I think important yung pag-expand ng boundary. Diba? Na similar to like food.
Ganda.
Diba? Ay, kunwari, boundary mo, hindi ako kumakain ng ano, ng amoy fish. I mean, paano ka mag-expand? What if, paano pag hindi mo pa natikman yung anchovies? Diba? Like, pwede namang marahan, diba? Hindi naman parang itulak ka na lang.
Oh, tayo, instead of 11 o'clock umuwi, 11:30 tayo umuwi. Diba?
Oh, diba? Parang, pwede mong baby steps. Yun, yun yung tingin ko, important to set boundaries. But it's also important to expand your boundary as you grow. Diba? Paano ka mag-grow? Paano ka mag-evolve kung di ka mag-expand? Ayun, yun ang conclusion ko dyan. Ayun, ikaw, ano?
Now, do we do...
Pam.
Okay.
Oddball answering machine. Okay, now for our Pam. Walang nag-react sa Wednesday. So,
ayaw ba nung bad pals yung Wednesday?
No, may listens naman eh. Like, average listens. But I think nag-holiday mode na yung tao. So I don't think they were able to react. So, we chose... Isa lang yung pinili na ni Wincy. This is like from a week ago, pero from a past episode, the dating now and then.
This is from a certain G. Just listen to this episode and I was amazed on how I related so much to the dating now. I'm actually a millennial in my early 20s. I dated a Gen Xer I met from work and we were following what my generation is doing. They're sort of a courting factor, I guess. In my late 20s, I dated a guy my age who I met while traveling. There was the DTR aspect. Because it's all push and pull at first, no courtship, and we were figuring out our feelings while dating. Fast forward to now, I'm in my early 30s and tried online dating. It's a shocker for me. From the Bumble matches to moving onto other social platforms to having that awkward video call. Actually meeting in person, some had sparks and some didn't last for more than an hour to defining what's the relationship, casual, exclusive casual, etc. All of these can start and end from a week to 3 months. Dating now is hard. We have to maintain the connection with good conversations. We think there are lots of options, so we quickly give into the distractions. I think online dating is a good way to improve social skills and learn more about ourselves by meeting lots of people. But dating and relationships is another level.
Okay, so tuloy ko kasi medyo mahaba pala. So, all these can start and end from a week to 3 months. Dating now is hard. We have to maintain the connection with good conversation. We think there are lots of options, so we quickly give in to the distractions. I think so. Online dating is a good way to improve social skills and learn more about ourselves by meeting lots of people. But dating and relationships is another level. Now we need to discuss preferences because not everyone's goal is to get married or have kids. Career and personal goals like traveling take effect. it's important that we are always vocal about it to our partners and not always compromising just to stay in the relationship. Well, that said, I'm excited on what's the dating trend of the next generation. Ayun. So, thank you for listening to that episode. Kahit ano na siya, medyo parang luma na siya. And thank you for leaving your comment a week ago. Ayun, so that's our episode. Thank you.
See you next episode.
Bye.
Bye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tapes.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.